It's just approaching 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening, and we find ourselves currently stationed outside former President Jacob Zuma's homestead in Nkandla. The mood seems a bit jovial amongst a handful of Zuma supporters who have parked their vehicles alongside the road and are playing Maskandi music from their vehicles and dancing on the road in somewhat of a jovial mood. It's in contrast to what we saw throughout the day. It was fairly quiet, not many supporters in the area. The only action that we had come our way was in the form of two police vehicles that tried to gain access to Zuma's home, but the members were stopped in their tracks by Mkhontwe Sizwe military veterans, who stopped them at the gate and had a fairly civil conversation with them before the SAPS members turned around and drove their vehicles down the road. So there hasn't been much violence as opposed to what we saw earlier this week on Sunday, where droves of Zuma supporters, hundreds, descended on Nkandla with spears, sticks and guns, firing live ammunition into the air. Quite a volatile situation earlier this week, but on the eve of what's meant to be his arrest, things have been pretty calm. Besides a handful of supporters that are here now, we haven't seen many supporters throughout the day, and we'll just have to see what happens during the course of the evening. We have received reports that a number of police members are being debriefed in Ishowe, which is about 30 kilometers away from where Zuma's Nkandla homestead is. And they're expected to come through and effect an arrest should the former president not hand himself over. We do know that he has that deadline of midnight, and we're just going to see how things unfold here in Nkandla. Chilly Nkandla night as winter makes itself felt on the people around here. Many people with beanies on and jackets, but we're yet to see any sort of violence should it come to that. We know that police are preparing themselves and have been doing so throughout the course of the day. We also know that the Minister of Police, Becky Kele, was in the province today. His spokesperson earlier telling us that he was not going to be coming to Nkandla, nor was he in Nkandla today. But we do know that he was in the province, and sources close to Times Live did inform us that he was in meetings throughout the day, and obviously debriefing some of the members and being debriefed regarding preparations, one can only assume, around Zuma's looming arrest. This is Aaron Singh reporting for Times Live from Nkandla.